Did you choose art or did it choose you? I think art has always chosen me. My dad was an artist, Charlie Boy. I used to watch his shows, all the artists that would come to get knowledge or try to pick his brain. My mom was always into fashion. She made all his costumes. She made all his art type. I think she brought the arts, like the visual arts, to his, you know, music side of the career. I started doing, when I was a kid, I always wanted to get stuff like games. So in order to buy all those things that I, extra things that I wanted, I used to make a figured wire out of wires. I would put the wire on a comic book, and I would trace the characters with the wire out, and I would stick it to a board or a small base, and I would sell it. So, you know, I'll make people, somebody kicking a football or somebody holding something on their head, and people buy it from me. So, I mean, you know, it started at a young age. So, yeah, art has always chosen me. I think my creativity is based on materials, what I can find around me. Art is very expensive on the business side of it, and thank God I went to school for business. If not, you see broke artists everywhere, and you wonder, oh, if you can create stuff like this, why are you broke? Why are you broke? Is because you always want to create. Every day you want to build something. Every day there's a new idea. Every day you want to. So with that being said, it's a very expensive endeavor. Like, if you're going into art, man, I hope you have money, because before you buy this and buy that, and things like when you don't have, it really affects your art. It's emotionally draining. It's physically draining. It puts you in a bad mood. Then you now start feeling like you're not doing anything with your life. You understand? So you never want to run out of things. You always want to have things. Materials, raw materials was the first thing that got me into the art that I do right now. Colors, African fabrics, things like that. Coming into the business, I decided that, coming into art, because I feel like art is a different type of business. It's a business that you have to know yourself personally. You have to, how would I say it? You have to know yourself in order to relate to people that would appreciate you. Because if you're doing art, you need appreciation. And the only appreciation now, everybody has made it simple, the appreciation is money. The best appreciation you can give is money. Like, well, I won't say the best. I would say more of the global appreciation value is money. You know, anything else, you know, Coke can appreciate me and say they want to give me an ad on their show. Shit. That's good appreciation. So, things like that. Well, a lot of artists complain that art doesn't pay the bill. Well, as I said before, it's not just about being an artist. An artist is like an extension. It's like something you were born with, you know. It has to be something you were born with. You can't just pluck it out of the sky or go to school and learn it. Yes, you can learn the basics, but it's sticking with it that's the thing. Can you learn something in school that is not part of you and stick with it until you're 50, 60, 70, 80? That means if you're doing carpentry, since you were in GS1 all the way to your 80. That's passion now. It's something in you. It's not like it's... So if you feel... In order for you to find if it's something in you, you have to keep on doing it. And each time you're doing it, ask yourself, is this me? Is this me? Until you stop asking yourself. Until you have no food in your house and 1,000 naira and it's left for you to buy food for your stomach or work for your art, and you just decide to buy work for your art, then you know that you have landed. Because in order to gain, you must lose. You know, then from losing, then you now start making good decisions, better decisions, better decisions, holding your money, holding your money, holding your money, until one day you now realize that, I don't need money. Or, you understand, I've gotten to a place where people appreciate me, and they start appreciating me with things, they start appreciating me with inviting me to places where I meet people that one person can do a lot for me, instead of me trying to meet, you know, a lot of people, you know, selling work. You have one fan that's buying all your pieces before you even bring it out. He has already built a house to put all your pieces inside it. You know, that's what you want. And in order to find that kind of person or that kind of client, you have to have done these things for years. It has to be somebody that has been following you for a long, long time. You know, so I would say it pays the bills, but you just have to know who you are. You just have to know what you're doing in order for you to find somebody comfortable enough to start paying your bills. Because remember, bills are only things that you make. If you don't make the bills, then there won't be no bills. You know? So it's like saying somebody else to come and pay your way through life. No, you have to do something to that person. You have to give that person some kind of feel. You know? So back to the question, art does pay the bill. You understand? The advice I can give to you is know what you're doing. Always trying to, as my father told me, always try to be the best. Like, don't sleep on it. Don't say, oh, because I'm selling good in this area. So no, try and see how you can go in other areas. Still stick to your safe, you understand? Stick in the safe zone, because the business side of it is when you make a mistake, you have to pay for that mistake. You understand? So if you keep on paying for mistakes, you keep on going back. Each mistake is a backward movement. You understand? Yes, you know how, you know the mistake, so you don't go into the mistake again. You know, but you're trying not to make as much mistakes. You know, so stick to a safe zone, but make stronger moves. So if you keep on making stronger moves, then you climb harder. That's it. Well, that's it. Thank you, and I appreciate you taking the time to interview me. I hope we can do it again. Thank you.